It's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. 10 years ago, Marvel came out with a movie about a genius billionaire playboy philanthropist who made himself a fancy suit and saved the world. We didn't know what a cinematic universe even was back then, but over the course of a decade and 18 movies later, we are now on the eve of the biggest adventure of them all. Marvel's Avengers will once again be coming together for the Infinity War, an epic adventure that'll span the galaxy, and this one's for all the marbles. Well, all the Infinity Stones anyway. 10 years to wait for this story, that is a long build-up. But think about all the things that we've come across along the way. We've been from Asgard to Wakanda. We met a teenage boy who does whatever a spider can. We fell in love with a self-sacrificial tree. We saw a 90-pound weakling become a super soldier. We saw what the world looks like from an ant's point of view. And we even learned a thing or two about magic. Discovering all these characters and exploring the richness of their relationships and the nuance of their powers and weakness was worth taking our time for the journey. And now, on the last day of our long wait, we'll enjoy the fruits of our patience. The Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. To the person who seeks him, it is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord." Sometimes God doesn't give us what we want right away. It seems like it can be unbearable to wait for the promise to pay off. But the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He's just letting our answer take its time, the right time. So when it finally does come, it'll be just perfect, not rushed, not forced, and not instant. That doesn't work for movies. We're looking at you, DCEU. So why should it work with our faith? Remember, good things come to those who wait. Just because it's not right now doesn't mean it's not all right. So take time to wait upon the Lord. I think the answers that he gives will be well worth the wait. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Connect with us by visiting our blog at nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social media platforms at nerdofgodcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated gifts with you. If you'd like to hear more, you can listen to our full show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I gotta get my Infinity Stones and get up on out of here.